Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290, and the sturdy 1430. And download that River Network app and then click River Talk. Later on, we'll be talking about Ukraine and Trump and Zelensky and all of the other crazy stuff. Also, the homeless in Wheeling. Here we go again and on, but I've got great audio clips for you, too. But right now, it's the buzz of Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Belmont County really came out and really, really helped Karen Neff, a major fundraiser. It turned out to be a major fundraiser. Yes. And the person behind the scenes who put all this together is this woman named Jen. Let me look up her last name here. Olshosky, who is married to the general manager of the Sheets in St. C, a good man, although a little bit crabby when the breakers don't work. But Jen is, I asked Jen to join us, sitting where Keith is. Again, you can see all of this, Facebook live stream. Share this everywhere, especially in Belmont County, because this is a wonderful, wonderful statement about all the citizens of Belmont County. First, Jen, how do you know Karen and Keith?
I actually know Karen from school and our
Which school?
Belair High School, and before that was
First Ward.
First Ward, yes.
Wow.
We've known each other for a long time. I have family that lives in Glencoe, and so
we're like almost family.
Yeah.
that is great. So when you heard about Karen needing a liver, what did you do?
Well, actually, it kind of started a little bit before that. I was on this journey for like weight loss and things. And one of the things that when I started to lose weight, a goal was to be able to be a live liver donor. And I kind of put it in the back of my mind, like, you know, it might not happen, you know, my age and
for Karen,
things.
A liver donor for Karen.
Before I even talked with her, I was thinking about doing.
Just donating a liver because what the hell?
Because there's a lot of people on that list, and this is life or death, and, you know, it regenerates.
Do you know any of those people?
I did not. I actually contacted Pittsburgh and asked, you know, about how that happens, to do that, to be an anonymous, you know, to give to someone that you don't know. And there was actually a lot more red tape for that. But one day I was in Kroger's and I ran into Karen. We hadn't seen each other for a while and we caught up. And she said, I'm going to be on the transplant list. And I said, really? I said, I've been thinking about this and praying about it. And I was like, maybe I can work to do this. So, I mean, it's not for sure that I'm a match yet, but I'm going through the process to try to be. So, to me, it was just a divine intervention, because a divine appointment. So, if I can help with that, I want to do that.
My goodness gracious. I just assumed you were doing this for Karen, but you were doing this just for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were. You are.
Yeah, and not to be outdone, my husband said, well, if you're going to do all that, you know, then I guess I could finish the job for you. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, I'll bring the onions if you're bringing the liver. So
I'll bring the gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, George.
Yeah, that was it.
George, what are we going to do with this guy? Jeez, Louise.
He's been corrupted by being in my family.
There you go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when you decided to put this fundraiser together, what were your thoughts? How did it all come together?
Well, I'd never done a soup fundraiser before, so that was new territory. But I was trying to think of something that would be, you know, consistent with the weather, something that people would like, something that's different, you know, because we've all been to, you know, spaghetti benefits and chicken, and I just wanted something different where people mm-hmm. could just sit around and talk, and that's what they did.
Nice.
So with her family and friends, and then I had a lot of help putting this together.
Are there different groups that is, or individuals?
Individuals. We had a lady, Teresa, her mother, Rose, and her daughter, Kayla. They were such a big help. They made soup. They did baked goods. They came and they worked the entire event.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Where are they from? Do we even know?
They're from Glencoe, actually.
From Glencoe. Mm-hmm. That's great. Yes. You want to shout out for anyone who helped? Feel free if you would like.
Well, one of the major people that I want to thank is Mr. Eric Gay. We originally scheduled it for the Rortam building, but there was something that had happened there, and he gave us full use of the recreation department.
So, wow, at no charge.
He charged the same as the Rortam building, which was $50.
Oh, that's nothing.
So, no, it was not. And
let's give him a big...
Yes.
All right, thank you. Go on.
So we had the use of the gym. We had the use of the kitchen. It was a great facility.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people already knew where that was, so that took a big part off of it. Also, the other thing that I would like to mention is Robbie Dodgero. They call him Moose. He does
a singer.
Yeah. He does DJing and Moosegrams. Although I told him at Valentine's Day, if he showed up at my house in a diaper singing, I was going to call somebody.
No, I don't know. I'll never get this image out of my head. God.
Are you so funny?
How about some more shout-outs?
So be surprised when he shows up at your house.
Now, that'll be his last Moosegram, let me tell you. So who else?
We had so many volunteers that came and stayed the entire event. Let's see, my husband, my son, Ori, Wendy, Susan, Sherry, and Paul. You remember them from being on the show with Prevail. Jackie. Then we had people that did a lot of
You can't read your own writing,
baking.
Can you? You can't read your own writing. How pathetic is this?
I know. I know. It's sad.
Oh, man. We're trying to give a shout out to all of these wonderful people. Did you know all these people, or were they just total strangers, some of them, or what?
Some of them were strangers, yes.
And they just stayed for the whole event to help you?
Well, yeah, they were a little stranger than me.
Jeez, wow. And how many baskets? The gift baskets actually looked very nice. Yes. I mean, they really did. Did you come up with all of these? Did you get donations?
I did not.
Who did this?
We got donations from AutoZone, Steak and Shake, Sheets, Cats Confections. Patrick Littleton donated a flag. Kim Barati bought a bunch of gift cards. Connie Saffo with the wreath. William and Christine donated the money tree. Yeah, you're right. I can't read my own writing. Adrian White, Deb Sadowski, Bill and Cindy Lample, the Hess family, Rose Schmidt, Boyd's Crafts, Joyce Brocklehurst, and there was a couple anonymous donors, and Ribbons and Bows Boutique. They all donated lovely things. Yes.
Did it surprise you how strongly Belmont County came out for this event, Jen?
Yes and no. One, because, you know, I was unsure how we would do with soups.
Right.
But, you know, the good Lord blessed us that day. It was a little chilly. We had some snow. And so people were thinking, wow, today would be a really good day for soup. So, and so many people came out and they stayed. They stayed, and as they stayed and they went around and they talked to people, they continued to come up to the baked goods table, the beverage table. So it was a wonderful time. And I have to say, that was one of the easiest fundraisers I've ever done.
That's great.
We had so much help that it just made it so easy.
Yes.
That is really great. Now, afterward, what were you hoping for in terms of donations? A realistic amount, $500, $700?
Realistic, I was thinking it would probably be about $1,500.
That much, really?
So we doubled my expectations.
Mm-hmm. Well, more than double. It's $3,500 that you raised, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Math is hard, Jen.
I know.
Math is hard, especially for me. But
we went to Blair.
Oh, don't. Please don't start with that. But $3,500, that is just amazing. And did anything surprise you when you were there, Jen? Because you put the whole thing together. God bless you for this. You were the mastermind behind all of this. What really surprised you?
Well, I was one of the masterminds.
Who were the others? The names that you can't read, you know,
yeah,
your writing.
Yeah, the names that I can't read. Teresa was a big help. One of the things that surprised me was the money tree that got donated back and the 50-50, because the 50-50 was almost $400.
Holy cow.
And they donated that back.
My God.
And the bake table alone. And we even, at around 3 o'clock, did the bake table, what was left, we did half off. So we still, I think it was close to $800 for just the baked goods.
My goodness. And these are all donated for
all donated. Yes. All donated. And it was so appreciated that people came. They were already pre-wrapped everything, so all we had to do was put them out. I mean, everybody really thought ahead on how to be the best help. So
that is just wonderful. I mean, what a great statement regarding the people of Belmont County. I mean, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I heard this guy from the radio showed up, but I didn't see him. It was kind of like the
Because you forgot something. Now, the rest of the story. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news. I show up there just to do a little personal appearance for a couple of minutes. No big deal. And I say, well, where's Jen? Jen's not here. I said, well, where is she? Well, she forgot something. She had to go home and get it. So now let's hear the rest of the story here, General Shawsky.
The rest of the story is we didn't have enough soup bowls. I had to go buy more.
Really?
So, and while I was at the store, they were like, we need some different ladles. We need more ladles. And so I'm checking out, and it's like, all right, hold that. Went back, and I just took all the ones they had off the shelf and brought them up to the counter.
How many bowls of soup did you sell?
Honestly, I didn't figure that out.
Ballpark. 100, 200?
It was a lot.
The bowls that I had ordered from Amazon, there were 150 bowls, and then I had to buy more. So.
My word.
Probably about maybe 300?
Yeah. Easy.
Which was the best soup?
Well, the three that sold out first was the wedding soup, the Zuppa Toscano, and what was the third? Oh, the stuffed pepper soup.
Stuffed pepper.
I didn't even get to try that, and I really wanted to.
That is an outrage. So who made the stuffed pepper soup? Because maybe they can make another bowl for you.
That would be Teresa. Teresa, please make more soup.
Yeah.
And the Zuppa, Zuppa Toscano, my son-in-law made.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I got up this in the morning, and I could smell
Do you have any complaints? Did anybody go, this soup's no good? No soup for you. Anything like that?
No, we only had one Karen show up.
Oh, really? Oh, that was Karen. Yes. And my sources tell me there's something very special today regarding this Karen Neff. What is that, Jen?
There is. She has made it another year around the sun. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And your gift from me is not singing.
Oh,
thank you.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
There you go. Not a bad birthday present there, Karen Neff. Not a bad birthday present at all.
One of the best I've had.
It is, yeah. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, I guess it would be. I mean, all these people, many of them don't even know you.
Right.
And not only do they show up and donate, but they stay and volunteer.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, my word. I know you're a deeply religious person, and you look for the good in everyone, and you see the good and all that. You can't help that, because that's who you are, Jen. Did this surprise you, the degree of goodness, the degree of compassion, the degree of empathy that the people of Belmont County had for Karen for this event?
No, it didn't, because I believe that people are innately good, and I think a lot of people, they do want to help and be part of something. It's just making them aware of what thing that they can help with. A lot of people don't even know how they can help. We had donations come in from the last time we were on the show before we even left.
Really?
So
not for me, I know that. You actually had people donating just by the people listening to the show?
I don't know if they went named. But,
well, $5-$10 or what?
No, it was a check, and it was a lot of money.
What's a lot of money? Without mentioning names.
$125.
Wow. One of my listeners?
One of your listeners.
My God, what am I doing wrong? Because I don't get that kind of money from I don't get any money from my listeners. Well, God bless my listeners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's really quite enough. Is there anything else I should have asked you regarding this? Have we covered the main points?
I think we've covered all the main points.
Okay. Well, Karen, I wish you the first happy birthday. Wish you the very best. Jen, you've got Catfish Extravaganza coming up. Is that right?
We had to cancel this year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's a whole different story.
I know.
That's a whole different story.
I'm bummed, but...
What is the church that you go to? Apparently, it's a very good church. Lots of really good people who do all this goody two-shoe stuff for people. What is that?
New Life Fellowship.
Okay, and where's that?
Wheeling. On National Road.
Okay, fantastic. I want to thank you both so very much, all three of you so much for joining us. Thank you, and congratulations again on your birthday and $3,500. Belmont County.
Yes.
Belmont County. Honest to God, that's just absolutely fantastic. Anything that you need ever, just let us know, okay? Karen, my very best to you and Keith.
Thank you.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you.